Dr. Ardana here. Thank you for spending some time with me. It's 5:10 at CCO, DJ at the helm, and Paul Douglas out sick today. We have a couple of sickies in the studio or in the station today. Folks, stay home. If you're sick, stay home. Nobody wants you here, so stay home. So, Paul, thank you very much for staying home. Did not need you to bring your Ebola into the station for us. So, start with the top trender of the day. The comment that President Trump made about lynching. He triggered outrage today, comparing the Democrat-led impeachment inquiry to a lynching. You've heard about it all day. I know folks were calling in on Chad's show. It just felt like there are things that happen in the Trump universe, and we do not harp on it every day, but that cannot go unspoken to. I thought it was pretty bad when we saw the video of him scratching his head with his middle finger after a female astronaut corrected him. I was willing to let that slide and say, no, he wasn't really giving her the finger. He was just scratching his head. But when you liken a Democrat-led impeachment inquiry to a lynching, it feels as if there is no bottom to the depths that this president will sink. I cannot believe that the president of the United States would use that historical reference, knowing what it means to everyone in this country, as an investigation and liken it to an investigation against him. Nobody is stringing him up by his neck, burning him, chanting at him, murdering him, tearing him away from his family the way they did to so many Black and Native American people in this country. The Democrat-led impeachment inquiry is just that. It's an impeachment inquiry. It is not a lynching. And it feels as if there is no bottom to the horrible things that are willing to be said on a national level. And I am sorry for all of us. I don't want to dwell on it. I just needed to get my piece out there. Let's talk about the weather. I know Paul's not here. So DJ, I know it's just, I can't stew in it because then I get riled up. But got to let it out. Hopefully you were talking to the radio. You either nod with me or you yell at me. You let it out and we can move forward because we can't change him. Mm-hmm. But we can change things in 2020 if given the opportunity.
That's right.
Weather. Strong winds whip up around Lake Superior. We posted on Twitter, on DJ and on WCCO Twitter, these incredible waves hitting the shoreline on Lake Superior in Duluth. And I had no idea that you could surf in Minnesota. The waves sound like this. These look like huge waves, DJ. I mean, can you get a footage estimate on this?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't want to guess because I'd be wrong at that. We can ask Paul tomorrow maybe. But yeah, I've actually seen this if you head up to the North Shore later in the year, usually about this time of year. And there are a number of spots north of Duluth where people will be surfing on days like today when the wind is very strong. And those waves, because the lake is so large, it allows the waves to get big enough and people will surf. They'll put a full, you know, the full head to foot dry suit on and they will get out there and surf on
and
Lake
Superior. Where the waves are crashing, though, is it beach or is it rocks? And they have to stop their surfing before they hit the rocks.
Well, I think most of the places it is rocks.
Okay, that's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
So now, I might not go do this with you anymore.
You said you would, though. I'm banking on you going with me next time when the winds kick up like this.
DJ invited me to go. And here's why I've never surfed and never will, except possibly in Duluth, because of sharks. Because I'm delicious. And when you stand in the ocean, you're never really, what's the more than 50 meters from a shark? Something like that. That's a fact.
No, you just made that up.
No, that's a real fact. My kids taught me that. Just facts. No, there's a fact that like when you stand in the ocean, you're never really more than 150 feet, 50 meters, whatever, away from a shark. And that's one of my greatest fears as a growing up in the Jaws era. Mm-hmm. Afraid of it. But in lakes, we don't have sharks.
So instead, we're going to risk hypothermia and we're going to head up to the North Shore and go surfing. Now, get this. We're both snowboarders.
That's right.
It's feasible you could surf and snowboard on the same day if you went to Lutzen on a windy day and then you head out to the lake before the ice goes out. That would be truly amazing.
But I would probably need to wear my snow pants in the water because I don't like being cold either.
No, you. That would not. They would get wet, and you'd stay cold.
I'm kind of a delicate flower like that. Yes, they would get cold, but I don't know. There has to be some kind of device in 32 degree temperature weather that I can wear that's more than a wetsuit that I can stay
warm.
Yes,
there is. There certainly is.
Somebody will have to invent that. But you know what, DJ? Despite the rocks, the lack of sharks and the waves might get me out there surfing. So that would be really fun.
Let's do it.
I might have to put it on the bucket list. I am excited for the snowboarding. I know when you were in Utah, you said you saw snow.
Oh, yes, we saw snow and one of the resorts is open already. Mm-hmm. It snowed while we were there last Saturday. I'm so excited.
New development in the Lori Loughlin scandal. We talked a little bit about this in the national news and with Mike Max, who, by the way, filled in with me at 3:30 to 4:30, which you can listen to at radio.com. New great feature on radio.com where you can rewind to the exact part of the live show while it's live that you can hear. So if you're just tuning in right now and you want to hear that conversation we had about the college admissions scandal, I was really asking about college coaches. I'm at that part where I'm doing this with my daughter and want to make sure if we need a college coach or if we don't. Anyway, but now we know today that Lori Loughlin has also been charged with another count. It was, of course, lying to investigators, but now she's been charged with bribery in addition to her other counts that she pleaded not guilty to in the college admissions scandal. What's funny about this, not too many things are funny about this, but Felicity Huffman, who pled guilty, is currently wearing an orange jumpsuit and some non-Gucci slides in prison, will have served her time and be out back in her Hollywood Hills mansion before Lori Loughlin even goes to trial. So by not copping to it, by not taking accountability, by not saying, I did the wrong thing and I'm sorry and I take responsibility for it, she has elongated this scandal. I'm sure it's costing her a whole lot more money, not that she's worried about the money, but a lot more sleepless nights knowing that she could go to prison for a much longer time now with these additional charges. So, boy, the lesson there is, look, we all make mistakes, but how about saying you're sorry and admitting it and having a little bit of accountability? I'm not a big fan of what Felicity Huffman did, but I do like the fact that she said, I did the wrong thing, raise my hand, I'm sorry, you hit me with whatever you got. Boy, she only got slapped with 2 weeks in prison. But Lori Loughlin, man, she's looking down the nose of a lot more. It's 5:17. When we get back, let's talk more parenting. We're going to be joined by Corey Heppala. Latest from his new podcast, and I think it's a little scintillating too. I think there's a little talking cheating with the lovely Camille. We'll talk about that next.
Paul and Jordana.
It's 5:21. Jordana Green. Paul's out sick. Corey Heppala does the 9 to noon show here on WCCO Radio. He also does a podcast with his wife. It's called Hey, They Grow Up So Fast. And this one is called The Cheating Episode. Here's what it sounds like.
What constitutes cheating?
I mean, a lot of things in my mind. I mean, it could be looking at another person that's not your spouse or partner.
Just looking at them?
Yeah, that could be constituted as cheating.
Like, what do you mean? Looking
at
them.
Having, like, thoughts.
Oh.
Taking
so, like.
Screenshots with your eyes.
So that's cheating? Is just looking at somebody?
Oh, yeah. So then you've cheated, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I will admit, I have looked at women in the time we've been married.
Wow, Corey Heppala. Oh, my gosh. Well, he's supposed to be joining us now, but he might be taking a nap to talk about his podcast.
Usually when he calls us on Tuesday evenings, he's making like 4 different dinners because his kids don't eat the same thing, which was the topic of one of the podcasts, you were out. So I ask him what he's making for dinner. He says, well, I got chicken nuggets for this one, and then we're doing grilled cheese over here, and me and Camille are having this or whatever. So my guess is he's in the middle of that, but hopefully he joins us shortly.
So, but he brings up an interesting comment. He asked his wife, the lovely Camille, what do you constitute cheating? You know, what constitutes cheating? And she said, well, even looking at another woman. Wow! 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Is looking at another woman cheating? I will be very honest with you. I don't think I have ever heard cheating characterized as looking at another woman because you have to look at other women. I mean, if you're going to live in public society, you have to. He works with women. His boss is a woman. You know, he's definitely looking at her. So I am very curious to talk with Mr. Corey Heppala to find out about that. But I'd also like to hear what you think. 651-989-9226. Is looking at another person cheating? I'm going to go out a limb and say, nope, it is not. It's certainly not for me. Honey, if you're listening and you've looked at another woman today, you're clear, you're good, no problem. Because I know that I have looked at other men and appreciated, if I don't know them and I don't know their personality, I've appreciated a nice looking man. Certainly someone who keeps themselves fit. I can appreciate that. And I don't think that's being disloyal to my husband, because I love my husband and I only want to be with my husband. And I definitely do not think that that is cheating.
Well, and look, there's a difference between looking at people. I mean, you see people all the time, women or men or whoever. Like, there's a difference between that and like, oh, I am obsessed with this one coworker.
Absolutely.
And I have pictures of her in my wallet and I'm like stalking her. That I don't know. I still don't know if I call it cheating, but that is not okay. That's a problem.
Yeah.
But
David's going to answer some phone calls now. But like just looking, no. But you, of course, obsessive or, I mean, there's a line that can be crossed. But looking is not. If Paul were here, he would say, "Well, you know, I'm not dead," because it's hard not to. We're human beings. We are visual creatures. It would be very challenging not to look at another human being. And there's plenty of cheating to be had. But by the way, if you are obsessed with another person and you have their picture in your wallet, or you're constantly looking at them, that could be emotional cheating. Absolutely, 100%. There are versions of cheating that don't involve actual intercourse. But I'm going to go on a limb and say looking, that does not cross the line for me. Scott's in Oakdale. Jump in here, love.
Hey, George. Hey, you know, I thought I heard Corey's wife mention in there that, you know, it was kind of more than looking. It was looking and then fantasizing, I thought she had said. But she didn't really re-clarify it.
She said you might be taking snapshots with, like, screenshots with your eyes.
Yeah, I think it's not unreasonable to, if you look at somebody and think, wow, they're put together well, they're attractive. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's the whole reason we have stylish clothes that accent our bodies and everything else. But, you know, let's face it, our maker even put in the Bible that if you're having fantasies, it's just like cheating. So
fantasizing.
That's what she was. Little naughty fantasies. I think are a no-no.
Fantasizing. Okay. Well, there's another line. Yeah. Scott, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yep. Good call. Jamie's in New Hope. I don't know, Jamie. Looking, fantasizing. Where's that line?
Scott just took it.
Oh,
I just thought of the Bible verse. If you're looking and you're lusting after somebody, that would be a sin, or that would be a no-no. But just looking at somebody, yeah, you're out in public society. You got to be kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that, you know, you would have to be absolutely legally blind.
Right,
not able to see anybody.
And we've all noticed, you know, an attractive person, even a person of, let's say you're heterosexual and a person of the same sex, you notice, oh, a beautiful woman or a beautiful man. You know, that's not the line for me. I can appreciate beauty.
You can see them without lusting after them. It's like, I can appreciate, you know, once in a while, but, you know, but that's it.
So lusting, that's the line. I hear you.
Yep.
Jamie, good call. Thanks for the call. You got it. Marsha's in St. Paul. What's the line there, Marsha?
As the last gentleman said, mm-hmm. I think it's fine to admire the way somebody's put together, mm-hmm. that they take good care of themselves, they're athletic and all that. Maybe if you have to wipe the drool off your face, you might want to think twice.
I might get myself in trouble, you know, when you're looking at The Rock in those movies, or Taye Diggs, or some of those guys, and you know, Brad Pitt. I mean, we've all felt a mm-hmm. little bit of that.
Oh, yes.
Just a little. All right, Marsha, good call. Thanks for the call. Boy, now I'm going to have to go and confess to my husband. I'm going to have to go. And honey, yes, I've had desirable thoughts about Taye Diggs or Brad Pitt. My goodness. I don't know. Maybe he'll have something to confess to. Mike, what's the line here, my friend?
Hi, how you doing today?
Hi, Mike. I'm well. But although I think I'm a cheater now. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm not so sure that looking at somebody is cheating, but, you know, I see a step behind it. I've heard women describe being looked at by some guys as wanting to take a bath there. You know, I mean, there's a difference between looking and looking, you know.
Got it. So now we've moved to intent. Like, even if you look and you're like, they're looking good, but
that's right.
But intent.
Somebody's looking at you with lust in their eye.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I think we have time to squeeze one more in. Alex is in Elk River. Where's the line, my friend?
How you doing, George?
I'm well, Lang. Thanks, Alex.
So I'm not what you would call a handsome man by any means. However, my wife is smart enough to know that I outfunded my coverage a lot. And you can laugh. It's okay. It's all right.
You're cute.
I realize it. She realizes it. She's extremely attractive. And she knows that I'm not going to cheat on her. She's not going to cheat on me. And we both look at who we look at. Does that make sense?
You know what? It makes perfect sense because I am not immune to looking at somebody else and definitely noticing that they are attractive. And I certainly think that my husband knows that I love him very much. And
I agree. I think that's pretty natural, you know?
I think so, too. All right. Thanks for the call. And Alex, you're funny and hilarious, and your wife has many reasons to love you, my friend.
Take care.
Thanks, Alex. Interesting conversation. Yeah, well, boy, Corey didn't come on, but Camille gave us something interesting to talk about. We're going to have her come on the show from now on.
I think that should be our new strategy.
I think so. Well, hopefully he's making dinner for those little ones, and he's a busy guy. 5:30 right now. When we get back, what is that food rule that you had as a kid that you love to break as an adult? Are you eating Twinkies for dinner? Let's talk next.
Paul and Jordana.
Confession time. We're down here. Paul's out sick. DJ's with me. I love sugar cereals. My two main food groups in my life are sugar and alcohol. I am not good about putting healthy stuff in my body. Other than the sugar and alcohol, I eat pretty healthy. I almost eat vegan. I eat meat, but only meat that I cook, you know, because I'm kosher at home. I don't eat a lot. I don't eat a lot of food, so I don't overeat. But sugar, white sugar, like I'm talking cupcakes and frosting that's not dairy and whatever deliciousness that I can find that's not dairy. We call it parf in Hebrew. I eat. And I like to drink, too. So at night I have a glass of wine with dinner. So I do like to drink alcohol. So, again, I'm not the greatest eater. But there was a new survey of 2,000 Americans that gave respondents a pre-qualified list of options of things they were most likely to eat that they weren't necessarily allowed to eat as kids. Sugary snacks before bed, 45%. That's a rule they wanted to break. You know, your mom said, no sugary snacks before bed. That'll keep you up at night. That's no good. They're going nuts. I'll eat a cupcake before bed. I don't care about that. Yeah. What about you? Will you do that?
I do not have a sweet tooth, so I won't eat a cupcake any time of the day.
37% confess to living their best lives and having dessert for dinner. They're doing cupcakes for dinner, pie for dinner. They're doing that. And then what I thought was a very normal thing, Shaletta completely breakfast shamed me the other day. She breakfast shamed me. Someone asked me on the air what I have for breakfast, and I said, I had Reese's Puffs. What's wrong with the Reese's Puffs? Reese's Puffs are very delicious. And I imagine there's a semblance of peanut butter in there.
Jordana, Reese's Puffs are dessert. They're candy in a bowl. You realize that.
Well, that's what I call
it. It's fine if you want to choose to eat candy for breakfast, you can. But
I did.
Don't tell yourself that that's like a grain or healthy or something.
She laughed at me. It's cereal. I said, what did you have for breakfast? She's like, Special K with extra wheat germ or something that sounded vile. That sounds like cardboard. And I said, well, why? She goes, well, because I'm a grown-up. And I'm like, well, I'm a grown-up too. And that's why I get to make those choices.
I think everybody has that kind of one or two guilty pleasures that I wasn't able to do this as a kid. And now I'm an adult and I get to do this.
What's yours? 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. What's yours?
Well, at my previous job, I was known for having like the weirdest lunches. And here's the deal. I worked at a church, and there was always like the fridge with leftover things.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah.
I was like the king of raiding that fridge and like making something up for lunch. So I would bring something and have some food on hand and then just sort of make it work. And one day, this was literally my lunch. It was iceberg lettuce with some chopped up onions and ranch dressing topped with crushed up Cheetos.
That is not a lunch. That is not. See,
it's a salad. Salad.
That, no.
Multiple vegetables.
No.
Croutons, dressing, all the fixings of a delicious salad.
You lost your permission to judge my Reese's Puffs. He's eating iceberg
at least
with Cheetos.
Have candy for breakfast.
Cheetos is not even a food substance. It's like orange powder. I mean, it's probably banned in most countries. Absolutely not. So some of the studies said this, and by the way, we're taking your calls. 651-989-9226. What is the food rule you love to break as an adult that you couldn't really do as a kid? Desserts top the all-time list of favorites, including milkshakes, chocolate chip cookies, ice cream, and cheesecake. Yeah, I know. That's why we have an obesity problem in this country, because we don't have any rules as an adult. 43% wish to eat with their hands. Wow. While 38% have an urge to blow bubbles in their drink. Oh, that's so cute. You should blow bubbles in your drink, especially if it's chocolate milk. And then it gets all frothy and fun. That's adorable. I haven't done that in ages, and I love chocolate milk, and I do drink chocolate milk quite a lot. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Elizabeth in St. Paul, what's your guilty food pleasure?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Elizabeth. I'm great. I'm hungry now.
Oh, good. I eat weird things for breakfast.
Hit me.
Every day.
Hit me.
I mean, I eat the normal, like, cold spaghetti and cold pizza,
yes,
which I feel is, like, a normal weird thing.
It's college. Mm-hmm.
But I also eat things like macaroni and cheese, mm-hmm, chicken noodle soup, sometimes potato soup.
So you do dinner for breakfast?
I eat lunch things for breakfast.
Yeah, lunch. I like that.
And it's just, like, it gets me through, because I eat breakfast at like about 5:45.
Oh, that's early.
And I don't get to have, because I'm a teacher,
yeah,
I don't get to have lunch till about 11:30, 11:35.
It's probably
and
healthier what
if
you're
I
doing.
I eat cereal, mm-hmm, I'm just like, ugh.
See, it's probably healthier what you're doing, because you have like a little more nourishment in you to last
you.
There you
go.
There you go.
There you go. So eat weird for breakfast.
Eat weird for breakfast. Elizabeth, thank you for being a teacher. You're wonderful,
yes,
and we appreciate everything that you do. And eat weird for breakfast. That might be my new motto. I love it. Sue is in Plymouth. Sue, what food rules are you breaking, dear?
Oh, well, as a child, we were never, ever allowed to pick at the Thanksgiving turkey until it got on the table.
Ah.
And in my kitchen, you can pick at it all you want before it gets to the table.
I love that. So wait, is it like manhandled before it gets presented?
Sometimes you're full before you get to the table.
That's funny.
All the skin is gone.
Of course it is. And maybe it's missing a leg.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. I love that. Good for you, Sue. Own that turkey, baby. You own it. See, isn't that fun? Like, you know, my mom would say, if we were hungry before dinner, my dad would come home at 6:30 and we were hungry. And we'd want a snack. She would peel us a carrot that she was putting in the salad. So she'd peel us a carrot and she'd make us eat a carrot. But now if I'm hungry before dinner, you know what I make? A glass of wine. I did not do that when I was 13. But the glass of wine before dinner, that is much more delicious than that darn carrot. Mm-hmm. And I can do that because I am a grown up. Al is in Albert Lea. What is your fun food rule that you're breaking, Al?
Well, just something interesting. I eat cereal, or I did up to last night, a bowl of, you know, just dry,
sure,
Cheerios, Apple Jacks, Fruit Loops, love it. Cocoa Puffs.
Love it.
I watched a show last night on Netflix called The Magic Pill.
Mm-hmm.
I dare you to watch that. I didn't eat cereal last night. I actually got up this morning and threw those boxes away.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding. I just ate that stuff like there's no tomorrow every night.
And this,
watching this show.
And it's bad for me. The show is going to tell me how bad it is and it's going to kill me.
It was so interesting. I'm getting up there in age. I got to make some changes in my lifestyle. And these little easy ones are probably what's going to be the easiest. And it was just try. I dare. Because if you watch that show, I bet you'll be talking about it tomorrow.
Al, I'm going to put it on my list. I'm putting it on my list.
Thanks. See ya.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Although it's going to ruin my love of Reese's Puffs. It's going to make me feel guilty. And that's the whole point about being an adult. I don't want to feel guilty when I'm eating crap. Right? I want to feel good about that.
That's right.
I'm an adult. I'm a grown up. I'm allowed to. Do you ever do breakfast for dinner?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do that.
Oh, yeah. I love doing that. But that's not, I mean, just putting things out of order, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
My brother and his wife, when they first got their first house, they decided to eat only bacon for an entire day.
Oh, my God.
So they got like 5 pounds of bacon. That's all they ate for a day just
because
they couldn't. Well, I think it was terrible because
a little constipation.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. But it was kind of their way of, you know, putting their foot down, saying we're not grown ups.
Yeah.
We're gonna eat bacon.
But they
all day.
Are grown ups and they get to choose that because your mama would never let you eat bacon all day. So they get to choose it.
It does sound good though.
Oh, please. It's not kosher, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. Carol's in Corcoran. Carol, what rules are you breaking, love?
Oh, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, okay. So for breakfast this morning, I had Cheetos. There's a
One's in the shape of Chester Cheeto's paws. They're really good. And since I have salty, I have to have sweet. So I had my candy corn bag here.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah, and then I like to have Cocoa Krispies often for supper.
Amen, sister. Amen. You can come over any night. I got all your favorites in my cupboard.
I eat very healthy, too, but, you know, I got to have what I got to have sometimes.
Got to have your fix, baby. A great call. Thanks, Carol. Enjoy those candy corns. Let me tell you, I think sometimes being an adult, though, I loved candy corns as a kid. But as an adult, candy corns do not love me.
Candy corn is awful. It's
so delicious.
Terrible.
It's so delicious.
It's like the worst thing ever made.
Oh, I love it. But it does not love me, and my stomach rebels when I have candy corns. All right, so just quickly, let me just wrap up the study for you because it was really fun. Top rules adults have broken. 51% eat on the couch. As a kid, maybe you weren't allowed to do that. My mom had plastic on the couch. She might still. 50% eat breakfast for dinner. 50% eat snacks before dinner. 45% sugary food before bed. 37% dessert before dinner. And 16% not eating any vegetables. Zero vegetables. They eat zero vegetables. Oh, my gosh. Now, kid behaviors that adults want to do, eat with your hands, blow bubbles in a drink. We talked about hiding food you don't like, you know, putting it under the napkin.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
for sure. Playing with your food, making the mound of mashed potatoes. That's good fun. Giving food to the dog. I mean, we all do that. Come on. You know, blowing the straw wrapper at someone. Absolutely.
I love doing that.
Although that we killed the, but we killed the turtles with the straws now. So we have to see metal straw. Hold on, folks.
Yep, there it is.
Got my metal straw. I know I'm proud of that one. Avoiding vegetables, 32%, and then throwing food. I don't throw food.
You know, if you dip your straw in a little bit of ketchup, the paper end of it, and then you blow it, like flies so much further, and then it gets a little bit of ketchup on somebody. I'm going to do that to you next time.
No, do not do that. Then I'm going to be dirty, and I'm going to be mad, because I like my clothes more than I like my food. Oh, that was great fun. Thank you for sharing. I'm super hungry. Can you play us out to the break with a fun little jingle?
Go for Cocoa Puffs! Chocolatey-tasting Cocoa Puffs, a part of this balanced breakfast with 10 important vitamins and minerals.
Paul and Jordana.
So we heard from, hey, it's Corey Hepola. Because Corey Hepola, if you're listening on the radio.com app, you could rewind to 520 because there's a new feature on the radio.com app, which is super cool. You can rewind and during the live radio broadcast, and you would find out that Corey Hepola stiffed us. Stiffed us. He was booked for the show, and we called him, and he stiffed us. I only say that because I'm totally kidding. I'm not mad at all. Because it actually turned out to be a great segment with part of his podcast from the material we got. He and Camille do a great podcast. Mm-hmm. Hey, They Grow Up So Fast at WCCORadio.com. You can listen to it there. And Corey comes on with us on Tuesday to talk about the podcast. And it was a great segment. Please listen to it. Rewind on radio.com. Listen to it. And Corey was supposed to come, and we couldn't get in touch with him. So, David, what is his excuse for missing this very important segment on the Paul and Jordana broadcast?
He says, and I quote his text, OMG, I'm so, so, so sorry. My wife is sick. Nanny left unexpectedly. Just was so thrown. Now, here's what I would say about that text.
Totally get it.
3 years ago, before I had kids, I would have been like, wow, that sounds like a really terrible day of parenting. Now that I have a kid, I'm like, oh, yeah, it sounds like a normal Tuesday. That's just what happens when you're a parent. You know that. If you have kids, like, things like that are just everyday occurrences.
That's it. He sent me a text also. He goes, I'm so, so sorry. I apologize from the bottom of my heart. I feel terrible. No excuses. Like, Corey, do not even think twice about this, because this is just radio. You are living real life, and that is okay. And that happens. You know, that happens in life. I mean, it certainly happens at your job. When things happen, you know, wife is sick, nanny leaves, you got to scramble. You're not always on the radio when you have to do the little, you know, scrambling two-step, the kid two-step. But we totally get it, and we are rolling with the punches. So we're still going to invite him on the show. We're not going to hold it against him. We're going to invite him back on the show. But it's life, right? That's what the podcast is about. It's about parenting. And who knows, maybe we just gave him material for the next one. All the responsibilities that you had to shirk because you were living the life.
Next time we might have to ask him about this cheating controversy, though, because I think that's a good topic.
Yes. Yeah. Camille mentioned that looking at somebody or maybe looking with a lustful eye was cheating. And it did spawn a lot of calls here on the show. So we might have to do that. Coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow is the first Timberwolves game of the season as always, on WCCO Radio, because we are the home of the Timberwolves. You will hear every game right here on WCCO Radio. Super excited about this season. We've been having a pretty good sports year here in Minnesota, and I don't imagine the Timberwolves will disappoint.
And tomorrow, the Timberwolves will be taking on the Brooklyn Nets, and that game will tip off at 6:30, as you said, right here in CCO. Pregame will start right at 6 when we are done here.
They used to be the New Jersey Nets.
Well, that's, did you know that? Yeah. I did know that, but now they're trendy. They're cooler. They're the Brooklyn Nets.
They're cooler. You know, so you're saying New Jersey isn't cool?
I didn't say that.
A little bit. I mean, just a little.
The Brooklyn Nets are cool.
You know, in fact, they are cooler. So that'll be a fun matchup. And again, can't wait to see the team that we have. It's a new team, new vibe, new energy. So and new momentum here for sports in Minnesota. But tonight you'll hear Mike Max. He has Ron Shera, if he can find him. Ron is out pheasant hunting, so hopefully if he can track him down, he'll have him on the show. And tomorrow, we have much to discuss. Tomorrow, we do a business segment. Tomorrow, we have, I just said much to discuss, and then, of course, it all ran out of my head. Go ahead. Who else are we having on tomorrow?
Well, we'll play our When I Was 18 game, and we'll some tunes from when you and I and Paul were 18 years old and reminisce about those a little bit.
That is a fun throwback, absolutely. And what we do is we look at the top of the Billboard charts for the year that we turned 18. For me, it was 1990. When I graduated from high school. So it's fun. They're throwbacks. So it kind of makes it's very nostalgic. Oh, I think I'm out of time. We'll talk tomorrow.
Paul and Jordana.